Hello.
Hello, buenos días. Buenos días.
Guys, I was telling you guys about the guy that when I saw him, Mike was crying because he was in the picture of somebody that I felt something. Can you believe that suddenly this person, I stopped communication to let go and move on. And this person appeared in my Instagram yesterday. Ayer, qué bonito. And I was like, my heart. It's like when you put lemon in a, ¿cómo se dice? Shell, in una concha, you know? Oh my God. My heart went like, I couldn't resist. I check his Instagram and give three things. He's getting better. Physically, he's taking care of himself, and that's really sexy. I know I'm so weak for sexiness when it's about guys taking care of themselves. I was talking with a friend of mine, and I say, you know, I like guys who do yoga or practice sports, and they don't smoke, they don't drink alcoholically. They just, you know, drink, but for fun, and they can stop anytime, or one is enough, or, you know, just to, okay, I can try it, but I don't need to get wasted. I know. It's so sexy when a guy is taking care of themselves. It's like, I know. But of course, you know, I don't know. I mean, I have feelings still. I won't say no. And if you're listening, no creo. But just in case, if you're listening, I still look at him and I'm like, qué bonito. But you know what is the funny part? That somebody else appeared and he's being really nice with me. But I don't want nobody in my life right now. Seriously, I'm happily by myself. I'm happy by myself right now. I'm really happy doing a lot of stuff. I had a meeting today with a Latino guy who was starting his project and production stuff, and he wanted me to collaborate with him, and I'm like, yeah. He has a lot of vision, and it's pretty humble, and I like that when people are really down to earth and they're just like, hey, let's make something, right? Qué bonito. But when you're too snobby and you think like you have it all, and you're like, oh yeah, you know, I'm the best, yeah. And maybe, but I don't think you're the best. I mean, come on, you're not Quincy Jones. I was talking with a music producer, and he was like, I'm the best. I'm like, you're the best? Seriously? I mean, you can have a good talent. You can have even a nice studio. You know, you can do all those things, but you're not Quincy Jones. You don't have the experience of Quincy Jones or other people. You're just in your early 20s. Come on, you need to learn more. But it is what it is. So I just want to say that I don't know what is correct, you know, how to marketize yourself, because I have talked to different people in the business. I was talking with a Chinese lady the other day, and she was like, yeah, you know, it's about self comfort and knowing what you're talking about. I mean, I get it, you know what you're talking about, I get it, but you're not the best, you know. It's a learning process, and every time you do a project, you're learning. But she was like, you know what? I saw people that were really snobby about their business, and they were like, oh, with the this, with the that, and and I'm the awesome people in the world. And she say, it was good. And then I have heard other people that says, you know what, keep it humble, keep it, you know, alert, opening to every other experience for a learning style, and then be like that. So I don't know what is the right way. I think I'm going to discover it by my own. I like to tell people when people say to me, oh, you have experience in this already. And I say, yeah, you know, I had an experience before with this thing, but I don't consider myself an expert, you know, like, oh, I'm the super ultra mega Saiyajin. No, I'm not Goku. You know, I think I have to learn more stuff. And he was telling me, what do you want to do? You want to act? Do you want to produce? And I say, I don't know. I feel like I'm in a, like right now, I feel like I'm exploring myself in what things I like. You know, like, I do like media lights, where it's a concert and there is a console, and I'm learning to adjust lights and stuff like that. I like that. I think lights is interesting to me. And but also a script. I like a script. I like to read scripts. I enjoy reading over and over when I'm backstage and putting, let's say, what? Media, right? And then when I'm reading a play over and over, and I'm looking for the cue where I'm going to show any... ¿Cómo se dice? Oh, my God. Any... ¿Por qué tengo la cabeza así? Well, any projection. Projection, there you go. Any projection. Then I like to read the script over and over. I had the opportunity, thanks to my teacher, John Wilk, who he said to me in San Francisco. He's in San Francisco. I love him so much. He had taught me so much stuff. Who I was in this play all the way, and I was reading over and over the script. And the more you read the script, it's just, you get like a big feeling in your heart, like, oh my God, you know, like, wow. So I like the scripty. I like also to look for people. When a friend of mine is like, I need Asians for my movie, I'm like, hey, I know this and this and this and this. Because, and I know good actors, or I know exactly good characters. So I like casting, I like a script, I like projections, I like lights, I like writing. What else I like? I like singing, I like dancing. All those things. You know, I think like I'm a learning machine. Like yesterday we went in a production that I have an NDA, so I'm not even going to tell the name. But the actors, we were waiting for hours and hours because it was raining, right? And then suddenly a girl brings a volleyball ball. And I was in the volleyball team when I was growing in high school and middle school. So when I saw volleyball, it was like, volleyball, I need it. And I start playing, and I felt so good. And I did play professionally in the middle school. So I have good trainers. And there was a girl who knew how to kind of play, but she was messing up something. And I felt happy that I told her, don't start, ¿cómo se dice? El saque. I don't know how to say it in English. I'm sorry. It's the first, like, boom, you know. So I was telling her, bend your knees, lift it up, and then measure it. When you lift it, measure, and then bang. And I say, you know what? And even when you say, ha, like that, whoa. My teacher, my volleyball teacher, he always told us, scream, take it out, you know, like, wah! And we were a really loud team, like, mine, oh yeah, mine. So it was super fun. Sadly, I moved from the nuns school, so I didn't finish with them. But they won the same year that I was playing. So I did help them a little bit, right, to conquer some games. Oh, no. Well, we won that year. And then we went to another year that I was not there. No, I'm lying. But I think we got classified the first year. And then the second year was the final, and they won in the final. So I was really happy that my team succeed. I was not a part of it in the celebration because I was already in another school, but I was part of that team that succeed, you know? And you know, I have never ever in any of my teachers I feel like, oh, I'm a master trainer, you know, oh, I know it all. I'm like, what? Okay, start dancing contempo dance with shout out to Estela Mena in El Salvador. She was my contempo teacher. So I start there with Raul. We start from the beginning. I broke my arm skating, so I couldn't continue because we had our first piece, it was together with Raul, and then sadly I needed to move and I couldn't. My arm was broken. So I had to get out of that presentation with Raul. The interesting part is that Raul, you know, he continued studying. He won a scholarship, I think, in Argentina, and then he moved to Argentina. And now I see him on Facebook and he's traveling all over the world. And I'm like, when you're coming to San Francisco, we need to do this one that he's doing now. He's doing an awesome, awesome performance. Awesome. I love how he's dancing. What's the name of the group? I don't remember, Raul. I'm sorry. But he's so good, man. So, so good. And he, being such a good dancer now, professional dancer, he's in Europe traveling. And he doesn't feel himself like a perfect knowledge, you know. He's learning from other coaches. And I think that's being humble. I don't know. I will discover my own stuff, I guess. But it doesn't bother me, to be honest. But I don't know what is the good type of networking. Like, yeah, you believe in yourself, you know. You know what you're doing. I think it's okay, but to say, I know it all, or I'm the best coach that you could ever imagine. Look, I'm gonna, I don't think so. I mean, there are a lot of teachers around, and you can get pieces from everybody. Like, even from comedians, you know, they have all clowning or whatever. They have different skills and talent. So that's what I'm saying. So, oh my god, yo, this guy, oh, I was like, ah, oh. I feel like this lemon's feeling in my heart, I got the shivers. Oh, tan bonito. Yeah, but you know what, I mean, I'm attractive to that person. Attracted to that person. But it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, like I said to my best friend, I said, you know, if he was really interested and to knowing me as a person, to know what I like and everything, people try to keep the connection, you know, if you are really interested in knowing that person for real. But, I mean, I don't regret. I might stay a little resentment a little bit. Because I feel like sometimes guys act like that to show not interested at all. And I get it, you know. Some people have their own goals and plans. And you're like, no, this is gonna distract me. Yeah, it's value. It's valued. But you never know. Connections, you know, make a bridge. But I have burned some bridges too. I have burned so many bridges. Sadly, I like to work in my personality. Like my, you know, I love when I have a good friend. I'm lucky and blessed to have a good friend of mine. We were friends since we were, what, 16? And we love each other, really. And we can say to each other, you know, I think you didn't do good in this thing. Or you know, what is your Achilles, ankle? Is this and this and this. And I mean, when she makes it more conscious to me, because I can see it and pass it by, right? But when she says to me, you know, you got to be careful with this, I like it. Because I know she really cares. And she is telling me, because she knows that sometimes I fucked up with those things. It's true. I have to work on my personality a lot. And that's why I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for nobody right now. I'm working on myself. Thank you. But of course, you know, we have sexual needs. Let's be clear. Ay, pero bueno. Así las cosas, chicos. Así las cosas. But I'm so weak, man. There are some people that I don't know why I feel really attracted to. Have you ever? Bye.